To you, Savannah, that's right. We were granted the first ever behind-the-scenes access to the daily schedule of Iran's President Ahmadinejad, drawing back a curtain on one of the world's most controversial and secretive leaders.
After his 5 a.m. prayers, President Ahmadinejad,
good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning.
Walks from his private residence in the presidential compound to his daily workout, jogging with his security team, at times seemingly Rocky style, before sunrise, then to the gym, often lifting weights or cycling. Concerned about staying healthy, President Ahmadinejad exercises more than 30 minutes every morning. He reaches his spacious but simple office before 7 a.m. There he works without shoes, but at 54 with reading glasses. First up, scanning local newspapers and briefs, including what Western media are reporting. By 8, he's on his way. On this day, to a gathering of prominent Shia Muslim leaders. He's called to promote Iran as a Shia super state. By 9:40, he's boarding a government 707, more than 50 years old. The flying relic is likely a result of Western sanctions long imposed against Iran. Even during the flight, he's meeting with ministers. A hard-driving schedule is the norm, his aides say, claiming he sleeps just 3 hours a night and that his days often stretch to 2 a.m. They say even Iran's supreme leader has advised him to sleep more. In his 6 years as president, Ahmadinejad has visited each province at least 3 times and every city in each province. At 11:45, after an hour flight, we land at remote Khorasan province near the border of Turkmenistan.
Mr. President.
In this poor border town, he first stops at a bazaar, meeting local artisans. Speaking to some, even in everyday English.
Mr. President, why have you made this point to come to one of the poorest parts of Iran to highlight the art and the craft?
And we want to show that all ECO members, we have some common, you know, humanity, human values. Just the main point is to integrate all the nations together.
Thinking about all the nations of the world.
Including the United
States.
Everywhere there is a human.
Keeping obviously a grueling schedule, what is your primary motivation as president? Why do you work so hard?
خیلی کار کردیم هنوز که به نصف روز نرسیدیم.
Mindful that this is one of the poorest parts of his country, at 12:50 he's on the move again. To review government subsidized housing. Iran's poor masses are his base. 26,000 families here alone have gotten homes. These women agree the homes are far better than the ones they used to live in. But as the president attempts to leave, he is surrounded, swarmed by people pleading for food and other necessities, now dramatically more expensive because of rising inflation. Later in the afternoon, this man tells the president he lost 3 sons in Iran's war with Iraq, and now his wife is sick. The president showing a compassionate side, perhaps trying to remake his image at home and abroad. At 6:35, he lands back in Tehran.
What is the future you wish for Iran? Why?
I want the same future as I want for every nation in the world. Peace, friendship, happiness, and unity.
At 7:30, back at the presidential compound for hours for more meetings. He stops to pray for the 5th time on this day. And then, in darkness, he returns to work, expected to go until midnight, when night becomes day again.
President Ahmadinejad is about to appear once again on the world stage when he speaks before the United Nations General Assembly. But in a sign that his controversial rhetoric has not changed, on Sunday he reiterated his position that 9/11 was, quote, a complicated plan devised as a pretext for the occupation of Afghanistan and Iraq. There is a lot to ask him about, including new concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions.